It is 8:10 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 41 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
Welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Well, we are interviewing a fantastic family. We just love this family. We just met them a few minutes ago.
And I feel like we're part of their family totally. Now.
We're talking about Adam and Tracy Champion from Tiga K. They've written a book inspired by their 13-year-old son, Max. It's called Ollie, the Little Bigfoot. And one of the lines in this book, I absolutely love it. After all, everyone is different, and that's okay. So, Tracy, if you can pick up the story from there, tell us about Max and why you decided to write this book.
Max was diagnosed at age 3 with PDD-NOS, which is like a developmental delay. His was with speech and social actions. And we just, as he grew up, he just flourished, and we wanted to express to people that it's okay to be different, that not everybody has to be the same. We're all like little snowflakes. Everybody's different. Everybody's unique. Everybody's special. And everybody's beautiful.
We love that so much. I think that message needs to be out there more and more and more. And just reminding everybody that it is okay to be unique, out of the box, not that typical cookie cutter.
Yes.
And as Lucas and I are going through their book, it's absolutely incredible.
And you did the illustration. So if you're watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live, you can see it here in a second. So you did the illustrations for this. So Tracy, unbelievable there. And the book is soothing, which is exactly what you said you want it to be. The colors mean something. The pages mean something. It's just to invoke calmness. And
if you noticed in the book, Ollie's the only full character. Like the children are the only full characters. The adults, you don't see them. You just see parts of the adults.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We wanted it to be focused on the kids.
So, Adam, your hope is that families will get this book. Mm-hmm. And your hope would be what? What is the conversation you want families to have once they're through reading this book?
So, really, the important message is that it's okay to be different. Different is special, fun, and unique. And that's the message throughout the book. And that, you know, we should all, as, you know, parents, children, embrace those differences. You know, there's a lot going on in the world right now with, you know, with social media and so on, where people are, you know, there's a certain standard. There should be no standards. What you enjoy, what you want to do, how you behave, and that people should accept that, and everyone should accept it. And I think that's really the message that we want to get across for both, again, children, adult, and adults, to understand that. And Ollie, as Tracy said, you know, the illustrations help guide you through the book. They really do, you know, help understand. There's a game in the book to go back and do searching for the characters within the book. So it's really educational, and it's a fun book as a game as well. So
just to the point of the uniqueness of this book and how special it is and how fun it is, as an adult I was drawn into the bright, vibrant colors, and that was intentional in the design of this.
Yes.
Can you share a little bit about all these intentional elements? So the game, the colors, the characters being the main frame of the book. Share why that makes it so unique.
So a lot of children's books, they have small pictures, and they have multiple pictures on the page. We really wanted to do full-page spreads to be eye-catching for children. We wanted them to see things that they're familiar with, like their toes, their, you know, the shoes. We, you know, little kids notice that. And, you know, we wanted to show big faces. We wanted to show soothing colors so that, you know, it's something comforting for them. We chose things that, you know, in our family, like the donuts, we chose that because our family loves donuts.
Who doesn't?
And, you know, when you go into a donut shop, you know, everybody sees all the sprinkles and the icing and all these, you know, and it's okay if you like the plain donuts. That's okay.
In fact, Tracy, that overwhelms me and gives me anxiety that I just prefer the plain because you don't have to think about it and they taste the same.
Yeah,
so true.
So that's really great. I have to be honest with you. what's great about this is it's geared toward kids.
Yes.
And let's be honest, kids are beautiful creatures.
Yeah.
But when they see something that's a little different, they stop and stare, right?
Yes.
Half the time as parents, we always say, don't stare.
Yes.
Don't stare. So, you know, they see it through their lens. But the hope is when you see it through this, like, okay, well, they like to do this. I like to do this. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. But we can all be friends.
We all can be friends.
Yes.
But society, sadly, as progressive as we like to say we are,
yes,
and we have made great strides, for every step forward, something knocks us all the way back.
Yeah.
And they really do society wants to put everyone in the same box and look,
yes,
the same, right? What do we say? Don't be a Fruit Loop and a bowl of Cheerios.
That's my new logo.
You stand out. But, you know, one of the pages, I don't want to give too much away because people can buy it. So on Saturday, Ollie goes to the beach with his family. All the other Bigfoot splash in the waves. Ollie prefers to squish his toes in the sand and hunt for seashells. Absolutely.
Who wouldn't?
Both of these are right ways of enjoying the water.
Yes.
So for anyone to tell anyone that they're different, you know, I know we're preaching to the choir, it's just a little woohoo out there a little bit.
Well, I think this is something, as you said, we don't want to give it away. And there's actually going to be a story time in the park on November 7th.
Tell us about this. This is Ollie Day.
For York County Libraries, they host this this story time in the park where Ollie is going to be featured that day. And we're its special guest. And we're hoping everybody comes out.
Good. Now, what is Max going to be there?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
What does he think of the book? How's he responded to this?
He was the CEO of the book. He,
of course,
you know,
he was.
I would show him the things that we had made for the book and everything, and he would say yes or no. And he was quite a little character. You know, he originally wanted Godzilla for the book.
But I
said, okay, let's think of something that we could actually do. And so we went with the Bigfoot. That's his, because he is a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You can tell, Max, we don't have the copyright law.
Yes.
Or patent lawyer for Godzilla.
Yes.
But Bigfoot, he's out there.
Yes.
You can claim him all day
long.
Amen.
Well, let me tell you, Champion family, you all are a delight. I know the rest of your family, Max and your other two kids, are just as lovely as you all are.
And we have to be proud.
Yes.
We are very proud.
Goodness. Where can folks get their hands on this book?
Amazon,
okay.
Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.
It's called
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Ollie the Little Bigfoot. It's 10 pages long. It is a quick read, but a very deep and long message that will stay with us through life. Champion family, Tracy and Adam, y'all are just a joy, and we appreciate bringing some joy to our lives. And, you know, go out there and just do your own thing. And don't worry about everyone else. And if anyone else is doing something different, just praise them. Say, you do you.
Amen.
That's great. All right.
Yes.